On the farm, every moment matters. At Lely, we've been making farmers' lives easier since 1948 with smart and trusted agricultural solutions that bring automation, innovation, and sustainability to dairy farmers around the world. From milking robots and feeding systems to expert support and farm management tools, we help farmers work smarter, not harder, boosting productivity and animal welfare while protecting the planet. We're Lely with our North American headquarters in Pella, and we're proud to be part of the community.
Now the front page of today's Lely Radio Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports, 92.1 KRLS.
Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page with some of the state qualifying members of the Pella Christian Boys and Girls Track and Field teams, starting off with Bailey Voss. Bailey, it's been a tough season for yourself, and be able to get a couple events at state. What does that mean to you to just be able to get back up there and have a chance to defend that team state title next week?
I'm super excited. I'm super thankful that the 400 went well tonight, but more, I'm so thankful for my teammates who were able to step in and fill in those spots for me, and they're just so, so strong. I'm so thankful for them, for their kindness, and for the way that they just show grit and determination through all of it. And with all of them, I'm just so excited to see what next week looks like.
Absolutely. And Olivia DeHaan, a freshman, a multiple-time qualifier here, winning the long jump and also as part of relays as well. Olivia, to be able to hear in year one, be a part of a team and be able to go try to win a state title, what does that mean to you to have multiple events up there at Drake Stadium next week?
Well, I'm so thankful for all my teammates, and they're super speedy as well, so it's just nice to have somebody there who is just there to support me, and it's just going to be so much fun next week.
Well, and joining you in the long jump at state next week will be Brecken Richard of the boys team, and Brecken, a multiple-time qualifier again as well, have a chance to go back up there. I know that the voice is a little bit gone here tonight because there's all that excitement in the air, what's the feeling like after being able to get back to state in multiple events?
So don't mind my voice. It's kind of gone. No, it feels amazing. being surrounded by such a great group of people. And it feels good to get back there and be back at the Blue Oval. So I look forward to it a lot, and I look forward to bringing a lot more events as well to this year's.
And we appreciate the voice because it means you're out here supporting the rest of the team. We'll give you that. And Landon Nunnicovet out here getting back to state as well. Some more opportunities to really go out there, compete, and really make some noise this year for this Eagles boys track and field squad. What's that feeling like to just be able to get more events up to state this year?
It feels great. Absolutely amazing. The guys I'm able to run with wouldn't want it any different. I mean, been working with these guys all year, and these guys are amazing. Didn't make it on all the events I wanted to tonight, but we're still going to go work hard at state next week. So,
well, and absolutely right. And you get more opportunities with at-large bids, and we'll learn those here in the coming days. And Bailey, as we look at this and going up there, you know, I know the big thing for you as of late is trying to be healthy, right? And just try to get back on the track as well. Going up there, what's it going to take over the next week to kind of get rested up and be ready to go for state next week?
Yeah, I think it's just learning how to manage the injury and everything. And my coaches and physical therapists and teammates have all been great. And yeah, it just takes the little things, making sure we're doing soft tissue work, making sure we're doing all the things to make sure we're in the best position for state. And ultimately, I think it's just good medicine to be surrounded by such good people and good coaches, good teammates. So that's the best medicine.
Absolutely. And Olivia, obviously, as we mentioned, first time being up at the state, but you're going up with a lot of individuals, relay teams that have had experience up there at the state as well. What's one thing that you're looking forward to over the next week, just kind of learning as they make those preparations again for the state meet, to kind of learn from them and be able to take into state next week?
I'm just looking forward to having my teammates there to support me every step of the way. They're going to be there no matter what, and it's just going to be so much fun.
Absolutely. Brecken, again, we talked about it last year. A lot of opportunities up there. You're going back, as we mentioned, in the long jump. And last year, you went in with only 4 long jumps in your high school career. And this year, you're going in with a lot more experience, going in with another win here in the long jump as well. What's that going to be like this year, kind of going in with maybe a little bit more expectation on yourself and just kind of, you know, balancing that out with just going up there to compete at your best?
Having a whole season, don't mind my voice, having a whole season to be able to prepare for that and being able to practice that every meet and during practices as well, it really gets you ready. So going into this state meet, I'm looking forward to, you know, doing a lot better and getting a lot better those jumps down and, you know, even maybe coming out on top. Currently having the third best jump in this 2A right now, you know, you hope to do well and maybe even bring home that shit.
Absolutely, and we got Landon Nenikov in here. Landon, again, as we mentioned with this group, a lot of possibilities going back up there this week, and we talked about earlier some at-large opportunities as well, and just trying to continue to try to improve on that. What's kind of the goal over the next week to just continue to see those time improvements here over the next few weeks?
Yeah, tonight ended with a lot of second-place finishes, and that should have been first. So we got to work hard this next week, work on our technique, work on our speed, and come back and hopefully place on the podium next week at state.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to go through one final question for all of you. We'll start with Bailey and kind of go in that same order. As you go back up, obviously, you know, everyone's got their own individual goals. They have relay goals, team goals. What's kind of the goal that you have set in place for yourself / relay teams, whatever you want to talk about? What do those goals look like for next week?
I think for now, my biggest goal is probably just staying healthy and really managing my hamstring in between races and everything, and really leaning in onto God for my strength, because he's the only one who's getting me through these races. So I think that's probably the biggest goal. And then, yeah, just soaking up these last moments with my teammates, honestly, is probably the biggest thing as a senior. It's bittersweet to have last races and last memories made. So, yeah.
I think one of my goals is to not put too much expectation on myself and just to go out there, have fun, and enjoy the time with my teammates and just have fun.
Yeah, I think they said it well. but like goals for this next week is continue to show up to practice, continue to get better. But then showing up to state with, like what Olivia said, is not too high of expectations, but going out there and performing your best and truly doing it for the glory of God.
I mean, the only thing you can control is yourself. So just working hard, performing to the best of your ability in those big stadium situations. And, yeah, and for me, running with my guys and having a nice podium finish wouldn't mean the world to me next week.
Absolutely. That is, again, Pella Christian State qualifiers Bailey Voss, Olivia Nahan, Brecken Ritter, and Landon Nenikoven here on today's Laley Radio Sports page.
The center page of today's Laley Radio Sports page is brought to you by Hearthstone.
Welcome back to today's Laley Radio Sports page. I'm Schaefer Landit, and on today's program, Mike Effner and myself caught up with the automatic qualifiers for state on the Norwalk boys and girls track and field teams at the state qualifying meet in Indianola on Thursday, as we look ahead to the state meet this upcoming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You'll hear interviews from the Norwalk boys 4x800 meter relay team, high jumper Ellie Hatlevig, and four-time individual qualifier Caden Coons.
I'm muddy.
Schaefer landed here with the Norwalk boys 4x8 team. Just got the automatic qualification for state here. Second place at the Indianola meet. We'll start with freshman Braden Walderbach. How is it running with these boys? Year number one of varsity track, and obviously a pretty successful start so far. How did that race feel for you?
You know, take it out a little too slow, but it's really just nice to come here and run with some good competition. Got a lot of guys to push me. It's honestly just like special to be here. I'm just so like blessed. And with these guys to help push me, it's just really fun.
Axel Beaton able to push through the wind here, and you know, like I said, a very successful race for the four of you guys. The three of you been running together for quite some time, obviously some chemistry there. Just feelings on the success from today so far.
I was really glad. We were going into it honestly thinking better for the first couple handoffs, but we were able to stick in there, and we know Sam has a great close, so we just tried to put it right next to where we need to be, and Sam outperformed, honestly. He did great, so it was nice.
Sam Burrow, looking ahead to next week, how do you feel? How do you feel this collective group here is going to fare, and your idea of success next week?
I feel like we're going to do great. We got a great group of guys. They all know what they're capable of. Just so excited to compete at the Blue Oval once again. We got to compete at Drake. I don't think any of us were satisfied with what our finish there. So we just want to do better.
We have a timer on the main.
Sam Parker, your boys were talking about your kick. You were sitting around third, fourth, kind of a big group there at the end. Once you hit the turn, it was clear cut. We knew you were going to get second. Tell me about them setting you up, how it felt for you to finish, and looking ahead to next week.
Yeah, I got the baton. Sam made up a lot of ground that last, like, 200 of his leg, which helped a lot. I would say I wasn't too far behind those guys, but whole race, I was just telling myself, like, you know, if I don't catch these guys, I'm letting down three guys on the sideline. And that just really motivated me through. I think that's going to be the similar mindset at State. Like, you got guys depending on you, and if, I mean, you can live with the consequences if you don't show up to the moment. I mean, they might not say it, but people will probably be mad at you if you sell the race. But I'm pretty happy with how it went. I think I got more than tank at State. We all have more than tank in the state. So just looking forward to the next two races of the night.
Little Rock boys 4x8 team of Braden Walderbach, Axel Beaton, Sam Burrow, and Sam Park are going to State.
Mike Effner at the Class 4A State qualifying track meet in Indianola on Thursday night. Here now with Norwalk sophomore Ellie Hatlevig, who's qualified for State in the high jump, finished second today with a jump of 5.3. I know you made it last year as well to State in the long jump and the high jump. How good does it feel to get back and to be able to compete at Drake Stadium next week?
It's really exciting. I'm really excited because last year obviously made it, and this year I haven't been able to come to as many practices because volleyball has been super busy for me, and so it was really good to just be able to automatically qualify and get second.
How are you feeling out there today? I know you got 5.3, one of your better jumps of the year. You've got a 5.4 under your belt, but without getting these reps as much this year, how confident were you coming into the day, and just physically, how did you feel?
I felt pretty good today. I mean, confidence, like, just knowing I knew what I know what to do. Like, I've done this so many times before, and, like, even with not practicing as much, like, not being able to come to as many meets, like, I just knew from, like, last year and, like, doing it enough that I was, like, confident with my skills.
And long jump today, I know you got into the finals. Probably something, again, that you haven't done that much this year. What were your expectations there today?
I was kind of just hoping to run and obviously, like, jump as high as I could far. But, I mean, expectations-wise, I thought it would be really nice to get back. But obviously, like, more practice, like, next year I'll be able to practice more with less volleyball. And so that'll be good. Hopefully that ends up going a little better.
So you're off to Des Moines next week in the high jump. You placed in that last year, right? Correct, at State?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what are your expectations this year going back, having that year of experience jumping there last year? I mean, what did you learn from that, and what are you hoping to do next week?
Yeah, it'll be good to get back to that stage. I mean, it was so fun getting to see all the people, and, like, I'll have a couple friends that I'll be jumping with that I've met along the way, and it'll just feel really good. I'm really excited.
Next up, section two.
That's Norwalk sophomore Ellie Hatlevig, State qualifier in the high jump. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Schaefer Landon here with Caden Coons, Norwalk's 4 event state qualifier here at the state qualifying meet in Indianola. You got the 100, the 200, the 400, and the long jump as well, Caden, your senior season. Just tell me about the preparation. I know you kind of talked about earlier on how you were aiming for 4 events. What kind of focus went into today, keeping it up for hours to prepare for each event?
Yeah, for sure. Started with long jump, obviously. At home, I made sure I was nice and fueled. Had a little burrito bowl from Costco. Shout out Costco. But long jump, I did one jump, and I would have probably won it with long jump, but my coach made me do 2 more just to kind of flush the legs up before the 100. So I did 2 more. Not a PR there, but the pit was a little bit uphill, so I know I'm happy with it. But I didn't do my finals jump, so that was something we did just to save my legs for the 100 and the 400. And then I got a little break, a little bit of a flush out with a little jog, and then warmed up for the 100. Took it out hard on the 100 and then kind of coasted through the last 20 just to save it for the 400. And the 400 got out a little bit slower, but with the wind, it kind of evened out and then went down to a 48 low, I'm pretty sure. And then just after that, making sure my sugar intake was high enough so I had enough for the 2. Just sitting around and then a little jog before the 2. And then got the job done in that too. So, all glory to God, of course. Without him, I wouldn't be able to do it all, especially in the course of, 3
Final
hours.
Shout out my
teacher at my school actually gave me a electrolyte packet. I forgot one at school, but yeah. Shout out to
boys,
Jerome, man.
Hurdle.
Yeah.
Seemed like you got out of the blocks a bit better in the 100 this time than last time you were at this this place.
Yeah. Last time my block slipped, so this time we made sure to bring our own block. So I got a little better. The time was actually about the same, and this time we had about a 25 mile an hour headwind. So very happy with the 10.9 in that conditions.
Last month when you were at the Blue Oval last, you had a historic outing. What's kind of the outlook going into next week and running back there, and what you're kind of just planning to do next week?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I got a target on my back, I think, because winning two white flags is not something you see every day, but I feel like I can still go out there and just have fun, and got a lot of good competition to push me. And, you know, if I break records, I break records, but ultimately, like, the goal is to win. So if I win but don't break any records or anything, like, I'll still be happy with that. And if I run a good time and don't win, like, I'll still be happy with that, because, you know, we got a lot of good competition here in Iowa. And just looking to improve my marks and have a fun time doing it.
Caden Coons, congratulations on the qualification times four, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
And that was interviews with Norwalk Track and Field's automatic state qualifiers on today's Laley Radio Sports page.
Now the back page of today's Laley Radio Sports page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.
Welcome back to today's Laley Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. The Indianola track and field teams had a banner night last Thursday, combining to qualify 40 entries for this week's state track and field championships in Des Moines. The Indian boys also claimed the district team title. KNIA Radio's Jack McGonigal talked with several Indianola student athletes throughout the meet.
We're at the Indianola girls track and field distance medley relay. They won their race here at the qualifying meet. And let's start off with our 200 runners. You guys established a lead for the back engine of it. And Tessa, kind of, how'd you guys get going starting early?
I mean, I don't really know, but like we practiced so hard like all season long, and just getting, you know, with me, I do blocks, so getting really hard out of the blocks and starting the race for everybody and really setting the tone, and then getting the baton off to Hadley really sets the tone too.
And how important was it to give, again, the back engine a good lead going into the final two people here?
Well, it's easier to keep the it's important to have a lead so then you have a fighting chance, and just fighting for that next spot, like if you're in second, fighting that first spot, or third, fighting for that second spot, just get your team in a good spot.
And how important was it for you to keep that lead going into the final 800 meters?
Yeah, for me, I mean, got a whole lap out there, so I knew at some point I was going to hit the wind, and with that being on the home stretch, I really knew I had to get out hard and get out fast so that I could be in a good lead and be able to hold it when I hit that wind.
Absolutely. Cal, you had the last 800 meters. How was that? How did you feel out there today?
I was kind of scared. I didn't want to let my team down, but I was like, you know what? It's the last, like, D-Med, and I just, like, was going to go for it, so yeah.
Did you feel that girl was coming up on you?
Yeah, I did.
So now you guys are off to state. How does that feel?
It honestly feels amazing. We already made it in the sprint med, but just making it in the D-Med, you know, really just shows how hard our relays have worked all season long, and it's just unreal.
Is this core group's going to the state meet? How's that feel?
It just feels so accomplishing. It's so special because not everyone gets to do this, and this is just a cool atmosphere and a cool opportunity.
Same question to you.
You know, going into it, we just really wanted to qualify. It's definitely a group of girls that I've never ran with before, but just kind of going out there, have fun, and trying our best, and being able to qualify for state for our two seniors in this event.
Yeah, you're going to state. How's that feel?
Nervous and excited.
Fantastic. And you guys broke the season record by 4 seconds. That's got to feel good at the qualifying meet, huh?
Yeah, it feels great. I didn't even know that we broke it by 4 seconds. So just second hearing, call, you know, Coach Mo say that, I was just really proud of us. Second and, call, you know, we really got the job done.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jack McGonigal here with Emma White. Emma, congratulations. You won the 400. And how'd you feel out there running after the distance? Sprint medley relay.
No, going into it, I was a little tired from my other four, but with all the rest time we have, with all the breaks, I was able to recover well, eat some snacks, and running 400 is a really good race, but it's also really fun because it's a full-on sprint, and getting second is, and going to state.
And how did the wind affect your racing today so far? Has it helped you, not helped you?
Honestly, I think the wind, it's like this helps you a lot because you start off with a tailwind which pushes you, so you're not working as hard. And then when you get over to like one side, you have more power to push through that wind the last 100 meters.
And you've been to state in previous years, so do you feel less pressure going into this meet knowing you've already been to state before?
I think the pressure is always the same because you're trying to get that spot, and it's not easy to get, and it takes a lot of practice and training.
Fantastic. And from the beginning, end of last year to now where you're at now, where do you think in track you've gotten the best at? Like, and most improved, I should say.
I think my sprinting has gotten faster, but from last year, my endurance is a little better. So I need to work on my endurance this year, especially when it comes to the last 100 and before.
And you said earlier that getting to state is an honor. What's so special about the state track meet, in your opinion?
Well, what's so special is that everybody there earned their spot, and they're all fast, and they all deserve to be there. So it's a fun environment.
Is this your first time going to state for a relay or no?
No, I've been to the Sprint Med and the 4x4 every year of my high school career.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on already 2 tickets to state.
Final call.
Hopefully that's not
run.
All.
Final call.
Hopefully.
800-meter run.
Jack McGonigal here with Indianola's Reed Robbins winning the 800 open. And Reed, congratulations. And it was a pretty tight race. How did you feel out there?
I felt really good. Felt really strong coming off a race about 45 minutes ago, and kind of a different experience here at districts when they got us starting out on the staggered lane starts. And yeah, it was a great experience. I'm really happy with my race.
Little wind starting to cool down a little bit. How are the conditions out here for an 800? Oh, yeah.
Certainly the wind has died down since earlier, and it's actually getting to be a perfect night out here to compete.
Absolutely. And have you been to the state meet before? And if not, if so, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I qualified last year in the 4x8 Open 8 1600. And I mean, coming off of qualifying for Drake as well, I got to say the environment at state is just surpasses Drake. I mean, that might be a personal opinion. Some people might disagree, but I think I enjoy state much more than Drake.
And how rewarding for you personally is it to be able to go back at the state meet next week?
It means so much to get some more events in individually my senior year, and especially to come in here and do it at my home track. You know, last year we traveled pretty far for state qualifiers, so it's nice to keep it at home this year.
Yeah, does it feel good? And do you feel like there's sort of an advantage being able to punch the ticket at Indianola rather than Ames or somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, I got to go home from
final
school.
Final call, 400-meter hurdles.
Sit in my basement,
final
chill out
call,
for a little bit.
And, you know,
guys
meter
traveling
hurdles,
from these other meets don't get that. So I think there's just you just have a bit more confidence, much more comfortable running on your home track.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Reed, and congratulations, and we'll see you next week up in Des Moines.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Jack McGonigal here with Indianola's Easton McGraw winning the 400-meter hurdles. And Easton, congratulations on the win. And how'd you feel out there?
I felt good, man. Pretty solid night, a little windy, but felt smooth. Yeah, finished strong.
You're going back to the state meet. How's that feel?
Man, it feels great. Qualified last year after an injury, so it feels really good to go out there.
And what's so, you know, memorable about racing in the Blue Oval at the state meet?
Man, there's nothing like it. Just the energy. I ran in lane 8 at Drake, and just the energy you can feel coming off the stand, it's amazing.
And what have you really improved on this year to make sure you got back to the state meet, especially in this event?
Yeah, man, just our training. We train really hard, and our coaches know what they're doing.
And you get to race both the conference meet and the district meet or qualifying meet here at your home track. Did that gain any sort of confidence for you?
For sure, yeah. We haven't had that happen in a long time, so yeah, it was good.
Well, congratulations, Easton. We'll see you next week up in Des Moines.
Sir, thank you.
Jack McGonigal here with Indianola's Kiefer Barnes. Kiefer, you win the 1600-meter run. How's it feel? You're on just over 4 minutes and 15 seconds or so.
Yeah, it was good. I knew going in I was seated first with the 414 from Drake, and the third 200 was nice and tactical, so I knew if I played my cards right, I could get the win, so it's nice to win my last race at home. I've been running at this track for 6 years, and it's just a great feeling.
And does it push you almost when you got a teammate right beside you?
No, he's a non-factor, to be honest. I focus a lot on my own training and my own racing, and trying to break school records, so yeah, no.
Do you feel more confident, you know, being able to run both the Little Hawkeye Conference and the qualifying meet here on your own track?
Yeah, it's super nice not to have to worry about travel and, like, have the familiarity, and the people supporting are so loud. It's awesome. This community is so supportive. All my teachers, people I just see in public, always super supportive, so it's great.
And what does it mean to get to run at the Blue Oval again?
Yeah, it's awesome. Drake Relay is a lot of fun, but I'm excited for state. Should be fun as well.
And from the beginning of the year to where you are right now, what do you think you've improved most upon on the track?
I think my finishing speed. I don't really get out kicked anymore unless it's a big meet like Drake and there's a lot of comp. So, yeah, that's been something we've been definitely focusing on.
And what makes the atmosphere so special at Drake Stadium for the state meet?
The noise, the color, the history, the everything. It's just once you get there, you feel it, and it's real, and really run fast when you get on that track.
Congratulations, Kiefer. Appreciate the time, and best of luck. We can't wait to see you in Des Moines.
Thank you.
That was KNIA Radio's Jack McGonigal spotlighting Indianola athletes during last week's state qualifying meet in Indianola on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.
That was today's back page on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.